You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. It's Knockouts and Three Counts. We're here with another episode of Podcast Gold. We don't have a guest this week. We're going to jump into something special.
We do have a guest this week.
Oh, yeah, we do have a guest.
That's fucked up, bro. I think you guys should just fight it out.
I don't consider Bobby a guest. He's like, he's family now.
Aw.
See how I cleaned that up?
Nice way to cover it.
I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
But no, he is. You know, he's been on the show before. We hung out with him at Astronomicon. Boys now.
Yeah, shout out to Manib. I kicked it with him this past weekend as he gets ready to go fight for WXC as well.
Yes, sir. Well, let's go ahead and make these introductions real quick. I'll go first and we'll have Bobby go last.
Damn, hoe him again.
Best for last.
There you
best
go.
Best for last. Come on. All right. See, you try to stir up shit, man. You just mad.
Well, you make it too easy.
You just mad because I'm going to whip your ass in this debate, and you trying to get Bobby to whip my ass. That's all it is. But I'm Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one.
Bobby's another good person to add to that part of the debate. I can't wait. Hell yeah. Finish your shit.
I'm trying to, sir. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find the vehicle you would like to purchase and you go in to make your purchase, use the reference code 19309. That's 19309, and you will receive $500 off.
1939.
19309, and you will receive $500 off on your purchase.
1939.
Kyle.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout.
Knockouts, but I spell it weird.
Yeah, that makes mine different, bitch. That's why it says leader on my cocaine and not yours.
Oh, your cocaine.
Hey, man, something's got to get me ready. Something's got to get me ready for this show. Just ask John Jones. We'll talk plenty about him in a little bit. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout. You can also find me on Facebook at Kyle Collison. Follow the Knockouts and Three Counts podcast page on Facebook, at KO3CPod on Twitter, and at KO3CPod.com.
Oh, yeah, real quick, make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook where we talk wrestling.
And people get butthurt over Roman Reigns.
I'll leave that alone. She's probably watching. She'll call in and straighten you out herself. Mr. Adams, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social media and anything you need to promote and plug, all that good stuff.
Bobby Adams. Follow me on Instagram. I think it's Chef Adams 15. Facebook, Bobby Adams. Don't click my dad. I'm the guy with the dog.
Dude, his dog's fucking crazy.
Dog's awesome. Super protective of me.
Oh, I know.
And then go ahead and follow my podcast, Cage in a Cave.
Yes, sir.
Where we just strictly cover local MMA.
We'll edit that out in post.
Man,
shots fired. Since Tony's not here, he's got to shoot the shots.
Man. You got any events coming up that you guys are going to be doing? Or
We'll just be doing the local stuff, man. We stick all local. So okay. We'll be at WXC. Probably won't be able to do anything live from WXC because they got their stuff with Fight Pass.
True.
And I think PFO has no internet connection because they're out in the sticks.
Wait, where is PFO?
Gladwin, Michigan.
Holy shit! You're talking about Pinnacle. Never mind.
Yeah,
now I know
what we're doing. I have no idea where that is.
Gladwin is out. We had a we got a house up by there.
That's
dude.
Where
it's up
I'm
in the UP, dog.
From
really?
No, it's not up in the UP.
No,
well, not UP, but it's up.
It's like north. Two and a half,
right
3 hours.
It's about
two. Kind of Saginaw-ish.
Yeah,
hour little, from Saginaw.
Yeah, okay. It's a little further than that. But, yeah, I heard they have, like, no internet connection out there.
I was thinking Gaylord, excuse me.
Sorry. Yeah, Gaylord's almost close to the UP.
I'm thinking Gaylord because it's right by the where we go up north. Don't mind me.
Well, we just learned something new about our producer, Randy.
Y'all need a geography lesson.
Let's be going up by there this weekend.
Randy, why don't you give us some facts about what's the name of the city?
He can't even remember and talk shit.
I'm trying to find out.
So I grew up in Gladwin County. I went to Beaverton. That's the other town in the county.
I've heard of Beaverton. I think. Never mind. I'm leave that alone.
Beaverton, Michigan is the plastic thermoforming capital of the world.
The plastic what?
Thermoforming. Using heat to shape plastic day. For like truck beds and solo cups and oh, that nice. Type of stuff.
Really?
Learn some shit every day.
And I think I got some poontang from there too. So, so we have Bobby here. He's the MMA guy. We got Kyle. He's fought before.
You got, I didn't even say anything.
I said it. I said it. You got me, MMA watcher, been to many, many UFC fights. We're gonna have
and a hater debate. Extraordinaire.
I'm not a hater. We're gonna have a debate.
Hi, hater.
You want to jump to this debate now? Or you want to talk some other stuff?
Wait a minute. How did this debate come about?
We were fucking watching the DC Stipe fight, and UFC, somehow
226,
and somehow we brought up who we thought was going to be best of all time.
No, I asked a question: is DC after winning his second belt in a different weight class? Is he now the greatest of all time? Kyle said, "No."
I said he's in the conversation, but he can't be number one for me because of the steroids.
Who can't be number one?
DC never popped for steroids.
No, no, we're talking about DC.
I'm saying you asked who was best of all time, and I said it couldn't be Jon Jones.
Right. And who did you say was your number one?
I thought GSP because he'd avenged all his losses and he won titles in multiple weight classes.
Okay. And I said Jon Jones. Oh, we got
the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, fuck.
I'm wearing red too much.
Hey, I got red and black. You're all red.
Ladies and gentlemen, just entering the building,
the man, other Kyle.
The myth, the legend himself.
I'll take that.
And
don't pump him up too much.
Fuck you.
And the guy that's a year older. Sorry, I couldn't make it to your birthday dinner. But Mr. Kyle Campbell. Campbell, why don't you go ahead and throw out your social medias and say your hellos and all that good stuff, sir.
Still waiting for Randy to play applause whenever you do the intro for me.
What?
You do not get rewarded
that's
for being
whack.
Late.
He's late every time, too.
When you're important, people will wait. at Team Chaos.
Clearly,
on...
we didn't wait.
Fuck you. At Team Chaos on Twitter and Instagram, Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook.
Randy's quick with it today.
Yes,
Randy's
he is.
Ready to go, dude.
That's what she said.
Hey.
So
it's not a bad thing.
She didn't say anything.
I was gonna leave it alone, but okay.
I wasn't gonna say shit.
But Mr. Campbell, just to give you a quick recap, we are having a good debate.
I've never actually seen you in anything outside of a WWE shirt. That's a good looking Bullet Club shirt.
Well, thank you, sir. It's a classic.
Yeah, it looks like a Punisher shirt. You know, you shouldn't get your chest so big. You know, it's,
whoa,
it's a Punisher symbol. So look at these.
Yeah, because I'm about to slaughter Mr. Collison over here in this debate.
Fuck you, ain't. I'll kick you in the dick, bitch.
Why you got to resort to violence, man?
Hey, whatever
such
works.
Violence.
Okay.
So just to recap, Mr. Campbell, we had a little debate July 7th after the UFC fight. So we just said, hey, we're going to bring you on the show, and we're going to have Randy judge who's right in this debate. And we're just setting it up. Basically, after DC beat Stipe Miocic to be the second person to hold two belts in weight classes.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time. I asked the question, is DC number one? Mr. Collison said.
You said Jon Jones was number one for you.
Right.
Time?
I think Jon Jones is number one all time.
All time.
Yeah.
All time.
Mr. Collison said.
I didn't think he could be because of steroids.
So who's your number one?
I said GSP was number one.
Okay. Who's your number two?
I would say DC's got to be there now.
Okay.
And I'll say that because, A, you just said he's one of two people to win titles in multiple weight classes.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the only two losses he's got are to Jon Jones.
Okay. So, Mont, who will be your number three?
Now, upon further thought about it, I think Mighty Mouse is number three.
So, who's your number four?
Well, wait a second. You're actually making a list?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So who's checking it twice?
Who's your
I'm checking who's not your nice.
I hate making lists.
I really do, because every time I think about it, I have a different one.
I hate picking it.
But follow me. GSP number one. For you, Mr. Collison. GSP number one.
Batroc Looper.
Right?
Yeah, I said that before, but...
Wait, DC number two.
Jon Jones.
Just follow me. DC number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Mouse number three?
Mm-hmm.
Who's number four?
Jones.
Speaking to the mic.
Jones.
Jon Jones is number four.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, it's Jon Jones, DC, GSP, Mighty Mouse, Anderson Silva number 5. Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say so. That's what I was looking for. I was waiting to hear that.
So here's the question. Why is John Jones not your number one?
Upon further thought and what I've found out since we have had the original argument, John Jones can be number one because he's been cleared of steroids.
Okay. Hasn't been cleared yet.
From what I heard, that it said he was clean. If he hadn't USADA been cleared, has not if he hasn't been cleared, then fuck him. He's not number one.
USADA has not cleared him yet.
So that's the point.
The rumor is, I know this is the exact same thing, is that it's come out that there was 3 tests.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was negative. Second one was positive for like minuscule amounts of whatever the hell he took. I forgot what the hell it was called. And then the third one right after that was negative again.
Okay.
So, and then from the other thing that was told is whatever he tested positive for is supposed to stay in your system for months.
Right.
So if it's negative, positive, negative within all within like a week span, how does that make sense?
Right. So.
But he hasn't been cleared yet.
He hasn't been clear yet.
USADA has not made a judgment yet.
But the day we had this debate, when I asked you.
Yeah, and I still stand by what I said at that point because at
so what
that
did you,
time.
What did you say?
At that time, I said he couldn't be number one because he had been popped for steroids.
Okay. All right, you want to lay down your argument first? Go ahead. You lay down
Since
your argument.
You want to put me on the spot.
I'll sit here and listen.
So
you
me,
lay down your argument. Go ahead.
My reasoning for why I think somebody on steroids shouldn't be number one, especially in the case of a John Jones, or even if you want to throw Anderson Silva out there. You have two guys that are naturally God-gifted, like ability-wise, whether anyone wants to argue it, are some of the most talented guys to ever step in a cage, period. I don't think there's any argument that many can give for that. Mm-hmm. My problem with that is when you have a guy like that who has that God-given talent and then has steroids after you add steroids to it, whatever kind of performance-enhancing drug it is, which granted, now we just found out may not have been performance-enhancing drugs, but if it is.
Banned substance.
Yeah, whatever. To me, if you're taking something that helps you, you know, gives you that edge, whatever it might be, I don't think that you can be considered number one. And I stand by that not only for MMA reasons, in a baseball sense, but especially in an MMA sense, because to me, I look at it this way. We're talking about a sport where you can go in there and you're going to fight and you could die just on regular circumstance. How many people have died in boxing? You know, my point exactly.
But how many people have died in MMA?
Not as many. I agree, but I'm saying it's a sport where anything can happen. It's not like football and baseball and basketball.
You can die playing football.
You can, but I'm saying
die in training. Just
you can
you know,
die playing basketball.
Yeah, you can do that doing any
fucking
sport.
G-League.
But I feel like during in a fight though, I feel like it's different, dude. Because I feel like that's different than a football or baseball or any of that. And then when you add a guy who's already that naturally gifted to give him steroids or any type of performance enhancing drug that makes him that much better,
it's a cheat,
dude. That's not only a cheat; that's like making the motherfucker lethal.
Can I ask a question? If John Jones had never done steroids, would he be on your list?
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Okay. At what point in John Jones' career do you believe he started using steroids?
I think he did it after he won the title, personally. So, either that or he hadn't been caught beforehand.
So after the Shogun fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he hadn't already been doing it beforehand, which that wouldn't shock me either.
He's been doing coke the whole time.
Coke. I was about to say coke's different, but no, it isn't.
Nah, you can snort your coke.
I was about to say coke's different, but no,
but
that's not okay.
But when you take a cream or something, that's bad.
We are not condoning coke use.
What the fuck? Is that a phone?
I don't know who the fuck it is. But
that's a nice song, though. Hold on. Caller, who do we have?
What's up, guys? How's it going today?
All right, who is this?
This is Matt Frendo.
What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy? I've been trying to get you on the show for a minute, but it's just been scheduling shit, so it's good that you called in.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys. First of all, I got to say, I can't look at the screen anymore because the glare off of Bobby Adams' head is so bright.
Motherfucker.
Shots fired.
See, the thing is, Matt, if you were in here, nobody would be able to see anybody else. Because you'd be taking up the whole fucking screen.
Shots fired.
So big.
Get him.
Hey, I just wanted to call and mess with you guys real quick. I hear you guys debating your top fighters, and there's no way that it's not John Jones. The dude's an animal. He's leaps and bounds ahead of anybody in his time in mixed martial arts. And
I agree.
The getting popped for the dick pill the first time.
And, oh, for sure.
And the second time, this second thing where
can't fault
I think
him
he probably will end up being cleared, but I think regardless, man, the dude's the best of all time.
Okay, but let me ask you this, being somebody who's dealt with the other side of it, and the promotion and all that stuff. My only argument was never that John Jones wasn't one of the best ever. I never argued that because I, like you heard it before you called in, had it not been for the whole steroids thing, that was my only thing that took him out of it. But to me, I feel like when you've got someone who's on the level of a John Jones or Anderson Silva or whatever guy you want to name, and you've got a guy that's that naturally gifted, for him to be on steroids, I feel like I don't know, man.
I think it's unfair.
I think it's unfair, and I feel like at that point you can't make him number one. But at the same time, on natural skill alone, the guy, there's no arguing it. On skill, he's great.
And Matt, that is my debate. That's my argument. How can you make, if you're saying steroids are bad and you know he's wrong for using steroids, how can you even have him on your list at all? That's the point. That's the problem I have.
So for you,
if you can make him number four on your list, even though he was on steroids, why not just make him one if you think he's the best fighter pound for pound of all time? That's the whole debate.
Right.
So that's my whole debate.
To your point, Devin, so does that mean you can't have Barry Bonds on your all-time hitters list?
If we're going by Kyle's logic, no, you can't. If going by Kyle's logic, if
white
you're
Kyle.
On steroids.
White Kyle.
If you're going by white Kyle's logic.
I love how you had to justify
steroids,
that, you fuck.
If you're on steroids, you're automatically eliminated from any list because you cheated. But you put him originally number three and now number four on your list. If you can put him on the list, make him number one if you think he's the best. That was my whole argument. That's the whole argument I had.
I kind of agree with Devin on that.
It's a weird situation with John Jones because he was the greatest. I would say he would have been considered the greatest ever. Anyways,
yeah,
he never needed any type of steroid. And the first time he got popped, from what I understand, they pretty much equated it to he took a fucking gas station dick pill,
right?
That was tainted and made of the same substance, or made in the same factory as some illegal substances are. And with the second one, the timing of his drug test and the way he failed the middle test, but he passed the first and the last one, it doesn't make sense. That it actually was kind of cool. I watched the Joe Rogan podcast when they talked about that Jeff Nowitzki was under the USADA guy.
Right.
And he said in his heart, he doesn't think that John Jones cheated because it doesn't make any fucking sense why he would have failed that test when that steroid that he was supposedly taking would have not affected his performance at all based on the timing of the test. He said it makes absolutely no sense for him to have taken it. So
see, and that what you just said was what changed my argument.
I think they'll end up clearing him, and I think as long as he's cleared, he's hands down the greatest
Agreed.
Of all time. If he cheated, then you treat him like baseball treats Barry Bonds and McGuire and Alex Rodriguez. They were fucking great players, and they cheated. And that's it's kind
Matt,
of how they got
I fucking
there.
Love you because you literally just said what I just
Wait,
said.
Wait, but no. So Matt, what you're saying is that if he's on steroids, you treat him like Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and discredit him, right?
Yeah,
100%. But wait, no, Kyle, that's not what you're
that
doing.
Is what I'm
no,
saying.
No, 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 no,
that's
no,
exactly
no.
What
no,
I
you
fucking
still
said.
Put him on his
no,
on
no,
your list.
No, Kyle, but he's still on your list.
I still say he's a great fucking fighter, but I'm saying he
but
can't
he's still
be number
on your,
one.
But so, he cheated, and he's on your list.
Yes.
And so wait, therefore, wait. The cheating doesn't technically matter. Then, if he's
it
still
does matter,
because
you can't make him greatest of all time when he's been popped for
steroids. But you can make him the fourth.
What I said, and I just said the same thing, because we literally used the Barry Bonds thing as the other argument. To me, if someone's been popped on steroids, I can't make him number one. But it's funny you bring up the Joe Rogan thing, because just before we went on the air, I was telling Bobby and telling Devin, I had watched a video that Rogan just posted from his interview with Josh Barnett. And they went through each separate case of John Jones with steroids, the dick pill one and all that stuff. And I didn't know that they had ever fully that they had cleared him. Bobby said USADA hasn't cleared him. In my opinion, if he does get cleared, that makes him number one. But if he's not, he can't be. That's what I've said the whole time and
so
never
if
changed.
So he's guilty,
my
okay, wait, he's four, wait, but wait. If he's clean, he's one.
Because if he hadn't done steroids.
Wait. Time out. So, and Matt, let me get your thoughts on this too. Kyle, at what point do you think John Jones started using steroids?
I think he did it after he had the title, if he hadn't already been doing it beforehand.
So after the Shogun fight. So if you look at his fights after Shogun up until now, that is the majority of his Hall of Fame career. That's him beating Lyoto Machida, Rampage Jackson, Daniel Cormier twice. That's the majority of his career. So if you're saying the majority of his career that we're building this resume on that says he's a number one fighter, I mean, if he was no steroids, if you're saying he was on steroids at that point, he can't be on your list.
You still can't take away the fact that the guy has the skills, and you can't get that just because you fucking took a steroid. You can't give some 400-pound fat guy steroids and he's going to fight like John Jones.
But Kyle, what I'm saying is if you're saying, oh, you can't deny his talent and you can make
him number – You can't deny his talent.
Right. But you can make him number three or four on your list. Why can't you make him?
Because the guy's
one?
Still great. Matt, give us your take on it.
It's that's a tricky thing about this is the UFC obviously had some sort of drug testing.
You there?
Hello.
I think we lost Matt. When Matt comes back in,
he gone.
He gone.
We lost him.
Yes, apparently.
Okay. Oh, he's calling back. And we got the music.
Oh.
Hello.
Is that you, Matt?
Yeah, sorry, my call dropped.
No worries.
That's all right. What were you saying?
You must have AT&T. Just he's ugly.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying it's a tricky situation because the UFC had drug testing since John Jones has been in here, but it's not nearly as intense as it is now.
Right.
So it's hard to say if, you know, that he could have been slipping through the cracks or maybe he's never done
it
before.
Didn't test for cocaine?
It's a weird if he gets, right. Well, cocaine, obviously, that's
a hell of a drug.
That's a thing, but.
Like Tyrone.
You know, as far as the steroid thing, if he gets cleared, if they come back off this latest thing and they say, you know, he's clear, then you really can't say. It's hard to even debate that he was ever on steroids at any point. You know, when he was running through all those guys like Machida and Rampage Jackson and all those guys.
Right.
You know, it's honestly shitty because you look at the major sports and you think you always find these couple guys that you just say, oh, there's no fucking way these guys ever take steroids. They're so talented. They're so, you know, they're already gifted as it is. And I always think about baseball because that's what I played growing up.
Right.
And I just kept thinking to myself, you know, once this whole shit happened with McGuire and Sosa and Alex Rodriguez, I just thought to myself, if I ever find out Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera took steroids, I'm going to fucking never watch baseball again. Because I'm trying to think of in the major sports, the last remaining true fucking talented people that never took steroids. And I really do hope that this John Jones thing, they find out that, you know, he had some type of freak incident where he just kind of got fucked again. But it's also at the same time, it's hard to keep continuing that by coincidence, John Jones took a supplement that just happened to be tainted and he didn't actually do it because now this is twice in the last, what, 4 years for him.
Right.
And it's, you can only have so many coincidences in that type of situation.
Well, all right. Let me, Matt, Pepper Kyle, and Bobby. Can you understand the point that I'm, my whole point, that if you're going to put him number three or four on your list, but you can't make him number one because of steroids, I feel like that's hypocritical to me.
I agree.
Touche.
I agree with that.
Another.
I do agree because.
Let me get your guys' take on Anderson.
I mean, look. Okay, and this is, I think this is what Kyle feels like my argument is. I still saw the fights, right? Steroids or not, I still saw the fights. I'm not as big against steroids like Kyle is, right? So yeah, I still put Anderson Silva and John Jones on my list. I think Anderson Silva's number five and John Jones is number one. And really? I think that's the point that Kyle got caught up on was that I still had steroid user as number one on my list. But my thing with Kyle is, if you're saying using steroids is cheating, then he shouldn't be on your list at all. That was my whole point.
We had a conversation during my birthday, but it was basically this same argument, and I used the baseball analogy. I'm like, I watched Barry Bonds his entire career.
Before and after.
Yeah. And like the first two players I ever remember seeing play baseball were Ken Griffey Jr. and Barry Bonds. Junior's my all-time favorite, five-tool player, greatest all-time in my opinion. Best hitter I've ever seen is Barry Bonds. And Barry Bonds is still my number one hitter all time. Because even when you have the quote-unquote allegations, it really didn't follow him until right the late 90s when people were like, okay, he's starting to get big. He's really hitting them really far.
Right.
Nobody else is hitting anything close to him. Okay, something's probably up. If you look at his early career, even just based off of that, I still think he's probably the greatest hitter of all time. And I'm like, because I still have that part of his career, I'm like, I got to accept all of it. Just basing it off of the early part, yeah, you're still going to be my number one. So talking about Jones, even if he did take steroids legitimately after that, if you're going to let him on, then you just let him on. I can't let somebody on my list with a caveat. I can't say, okay, you're on my list, but right. I can't make you number one. If you're on my list and then I look at everybody against you, and if you are better than them, I still got to make you number one.
Hey, Matt, I just wanted to say I got your back, and I threw a glare blocker up on the video. Oh, so,
fuck.
That's so rude.
That's fucked up.
I clicked your video on my fucking eyes hurt. I got a headache over it.
It's all right, Matt. All right, problem Matt. Solved.
I got everybody here. getting fucking everybody.
But Bobby, let me hear your thoughts, man.
On what, John Jones?
On steroids in general. With
steroids, our debate.
Which I mean, it all depends. Like, John Jones didn't. I mean, I don't think John Jones is guilty. I think he got fucked.
Okay.
I think John Jones is the number one greatest of all time. You can't. Steroids aren't going to make him kick DC in the head and knock him the fuck out. It's not the steroids that did it. It's John's skill. He's what, 28?
Which was my argument.
He's not even in his prime yet.
Exactly.
Now in the case of Anderson Silva, I think he's number two. I don't think he did steroids until he broke his leg.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because
I think there's a reason why GSP never went up in weight to go take him on for that middleweight belt.
I agree,
because Anderson would have fucked him up.
Yeah.
And well, real quick, that was the second debate we had. So. All right, we eliminated
now, but there isn't somebody else who did take TRT is Vitor Belfort. Now that motherfucker was a cheat because you took Vitor, you juiced him to the fucking gills.
True,
and killed all that knowledge that he, they, you know, what was he 40? How old was he when he was on TRT?
He was 40 at least.
He was what? Was really, really close to
late 30s, early 40s, and fuck it. Spin kicking motherfuckers in the head. You took all that knowledge and basically gave Vitor a 20-year-old body.
Pretty much, yeah. No. Yeah, like if you've never looked at Vitor Belfort before and after the TRT, man, it's like it's not
look
the
at
same
him.
Person.
Look at him now.
He looks.
Have you seen him? No. Have you seen him recently? He just posted an Instagram video picture, and he's got traps that are up to his fucking ears again because he's on that juice.
I was like, he's back on it?
He's back on that shit. Man. He's going to Risen.
Darren, like, don't fight Vitor.
I'm saying he's not fighting in America. Then.
Fuck no.
He's not fighting in America like that. Man.
No, but like guys like Anderson and John, I you can't take them off the list. I don't think John took knowingly took steroids if he even popped for anything. Like, I think his test is all screwy. He can't get caught another time. If he gets caught another time, he's done.
It's either everybody else or coincidence or
and that's my whole thing. I'm not saying that you can look at one with steroids and not. What I'm saying is John Jones, whether anyone wants to argue different, the same as Anderson Silva, anyone wants to argue different. The guy had fucking skills, which I'm not saying the steroids are why he knocked out DC, but I'm saying that changes things. To me, that changes things. I still think he's one of the greatest.
Take him off your list completely.
I still think he's one of the greatest fighters just purely off of skill, period. And I don't, like Bobby said, it's not the steroids that knocked him out. And I don't think that can be argued. But what I'm saying is when you have a guy that's been popped that much, I feel that changes things. But that's just me.
But okay, now let's stop there. You said after he won the Shogun fight, you feel like he was on steroids.
If he wasn't that, already on it and didn't get caught.
But that, from Shogun up until now, is his career. That's
no,
the thing.
Dude, were already toting him as the next big thing before that fight ever fucking happened.
He's fought five maybe six Hall of Famers after Shogun Hua and beat him.
Shit, go before that. I mean, look what he did to Ryan Bader, who's on a tear over in Bellator.
True. But
he made him look like a kid.
True, but I'm going by his what he said. He said after Shogun, he felt like he was on steroids. And what I'm saying is,
if he hadn't been on it previously without being caught, which, like Bobby said, the testing back then was a lot less strenuous, so he could have easily got through that.
But you said after the Shogun fight, after that is the best part of his career. So you're saying the best part of his career is
the man's skills, though.
So make him number one then. Make him number one. If you can't deny his skills, make him number one.
Do it. If I can't with the steroids thing, but if he gets cleared, there's no argument.
So what I'm saying is steroids is not that big of a problem for you if you can put them on your list.
It is a problem, though.
So even with steroids, you can, on your list,
he's one of the greatest fighters of all time.
You can only get so far. Say it comes back, yeah, he was guilty. So by your logic, you can only go so far with that.
Yeah, because in my opinion, steroids give you that edge. I'm not saying that's what knocked him out.
All right. I got it. Perfect argument. In the heavyweight conversation, greatest heavyweights of all time, where do you put Alistair Overeem?
Oh, that's a fuck.
Because that motherfucker was on the juice.
Oh, fuck yeah. Joe Rogan pointed that out in the very interview that I said changed my
stance. If you looked at him when he fought Brock and couldn't tell that guy was... Steroids was just leaking out of him when he was sweating.
In the interview with Barnett...
They canceled one of the fights before because he got popped for steroids.
In the interview with Barnett, he literally pointed that out. He goes, you can't tell me that when he fought Brock, he wasn't on fucking juice.
Oh, fuck yeah. But was Brock. If steroids isn't that big, or it is a big deal, I mean, in the heavyweight conversation, where do you put Alistair Overeem?
He can't be greatest of all time.
Where do you put him on your top 10?
So three is
or
like
top
the
five?
Type.
Do you put him in your top five?
Give me some time to think about heavyweight because we weren't talking about heavyweight yet. Give me a minute. But I still stick by what I said, though.
But do you see how that's hypocritical that he's even thinking about putting him on the list and he was on steroids?
Because but you got to remember the skill factor, though. You can't deny the man's skills.
I've never seen,
like Bobby said.
I was sugars in that shit. I've never seen his anime.
Like Bobby said, it's not the steroids that knocked him out. It's his skills. And that's what I've said from the jump. You can't deny the fact that the man has skills.
And look, Devin, your argument, if anybody's just getting on, your argument is even if you're going to count the steroids, you count.
I count the steroids. So, John Jones is the best fighter of all time.
If you don't count steroids, he can't be on the list. If you're counting them, then yeah, he needs to be on your list. And if he is the greatest, he needs to be he needs to be number one.
No, my argument is that Kyle's saying if he was never on steroids, he would be number one of all time, right?
Yes.
Okay. But because he was on steroids, you can't make him number one.
Yes.
Steroids is a problem for you.
Yes.
You don't like steroids.
Yes.
Steroids is cheating.
I've said that from the fucking jump.
The best part of John Jones' career, he was cheating, in your words. So he cannot be on your list.
You can't take away the man's fucking skills, though.
That's hypocritical.
That
is hypocritical. That is a hypocritical statement.
Skills have nothing to do with you having natural God-given skills. The man was already a junior college national champion as far as wrestling before he ever fucking fought.
I'm not denying that. That's why he's my number one. But what I'm saying is that by you saying that he can't be number one on your list because he's on steroids means he shouldn't be on your list at all because you don't like cheaters. He could have killed someone, your words. He could have killed somebody. If he had killed Lyoto Machida in that fight, it was because he was a steroided cheater.
He's got a point.
It's true. Because he's a roided up cheater, he cannot be number one. But, you can be number three. You can be number four. You can still be one of the greatest of all time, even though you're a roided up cheater.
You can prove
that's the point. That's the point. You've got a roided up cheater on your list, and you don't like roids.
But did I make him number one?
What's your thoughts on that, Matt?
Matt, please help us.
Hey, here's the thing especially with the Anderson Silva thing. His situation's definitely a little bit different because I think if he wouldn't have been definitively caught with the steroid thing, I think it would be hard to not have him possibly number one or even two, because the fucking streak he was on and what he did was ridiculous. He was killing everybody and anybody. But he won't even deny it now, the steroid thing. The first time he got caught, he tried playing the John Jones and he was saying it was a dick pill. And, you know, it was,
I think he just straight said it was bad Viagra. I just rather you call me a cheater.
That's what it was. It was. He said he had ED and he was taking this prescription. He's been taking it for years and he just must have got a bad supplement or something. And, you know, and then after that, the second time, he just was like, you know, I'm getting old. I don't know what the fuck to tell you guys. So,
well, I think the first time he legitimately started taking it was after he broke his leg.
I think so, too.
I wouldn't argue that.
Because he was back. He was back like Superman. He wasn't even gone a whole year, I don't think.
Nick Diaz fight?
No, he broke it against Weidman.
No, I'm saying his first fight back was the Diaz fight, right?
I thought he fought Weidman again.
Yeah, no, he fought Weidman.
The second one was when he broke his leg against Weidman.
Second.
So his first fight back was Diaz, and that was a no contest because he got popped.
I was still kind of in the UFC.
Actually,
back
both of them got popped.
And a friend of
Diaz got popped for weed. Yeah.
I was kind of still kind of into
it. If a Diaz brother gets popped, you already know what it's for.
I was kind of in the UFC back then, too. And then a friend of mine, when it came out, he got like an alert on like Bleacher Report. So he was like, damn, he's back already? Oh, that motherfucker juice.
Yeah, it was like just, less than
it
a
was
year.
Just, it was like from that break, it was like, dude, that's a little too quickly. Like, you either got some John Cena blood in you or you doing something.
This motherfucker said John Cena blood.
John Cena's juicing.
I agree.
Either that or he's got some Weapon X blood because he comes back from injuries a little too fucking quick for me.
Wolverine.
The guy's got forearms like he's been beaten off for fucking. He just switched hands.
Both of his arms look like Morty's fist moves, though. So, Rick and Morty.
Bobby, just a total.
If you're just using your forearms, you're doing it wrong.
It's the workout, man. It's the workout.
So, total sidebar, but have you ever... I know you've heard this before, but have you ever heard that Bruce Pritchard, another past guest of our show, who used to be the head of their talent...
WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he said that when they signed John Cena, right? I guess the first time they brought him backstage at a SmackDown up from developmental, they said that McMahon immediately said, get him out of my backstage area because he's on juice. And Cena vehemently threw a fit about it because he still to this day pertains that he was famous for winning, you know, bodybuilding competitions completely clean or whatever. I'm not saying he did or he didn't, but I just thought that was funny.
First time I saw him, I was like, this guy's.
If you go and listen to the Chris Bell podcast that he did with Joe Rogan, Chris Bell even says that as long as he's known Cena, because he met him at the Gold's Gym, he's been that fucking big. Like
he just looks abnormally big.
He's just doing juice, but whatever.
And that's the thing. And that's a bad stereotype.
But you can't let that out. You can't let that out that he's doing steroids.
Him?
Not him. Fuck no. It cannot come out that he's doing steroids.
Dude, if they did that now, holy shit, that would kill WWE.
That would be worse than Hogan.
Not even just that. I mean, look at all the Make-A-Wish stuff.
Exactly. I mean, that's tainted. That it's a wrap. The stock. I don't have stock in it anymore. But that stock would go down.
Wait, what?
Hey, Matt, let's get you involved.
I'm waiting for the Fox Den, then I'm buying.
As a guy that's worked in the promotion side of MMA and in combat sports in general, what is your stance on steroids?
Well, I think that I really would like to see a separate fucking league almost that has anything goes, basically, because I think there's a lot of guys that still do steroids that just don't get caught.
Right.
And I also think, especially on the regional level, outside of like Bellator and UFC, I think I would put a very high percentage on a lot of these guys taking steroids because they don't get tested for it. The state drug testing levels are a fucking joke. Every state, they don't test for steroids. They'll test you for THC. They'll test you for cocaine. They'll test you for alcohol. They'll do a 7-pound drug test on you, but you don't get tested for steroids. So there's absolutely nothing stopping anybody who's not in one of the major organizations from using steroids. And I think a lot of people, do use it. And it sucks because there's no way for us to know as a promotion if somebody's doing it, because you don't want to put somebody in there that's on fucking rocket fuel that's going to, go in there and murder somebody. You know, it's not what we want to do. But we don't have a way of knowing it. You know, steroid testing is expensive. And, promotions don't have money to do that. And the state doesn't recommend or they don't require it. So
that's
I think
crazy,
on a lower level, I think you'd be pretty shocked with the percentage of guys that actually are using steroids or some type of performance-enhancing drugs. I think on the major level, as far as UFC goes, I think that they only even started doing the more intense drug testing because a few of their big stars at the time, like GSP and a couple other guys, spoke out against it.
Right.
At the time, the UFC needed those guys to kind of stay with the company, so they adopted these new rules, but they clearly don't give a fuck. you know, you're going to have Brock Lesnar come back and get an immediate title fight.
Fucking title when he tested positive his last time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, technically, his last fight didn't happen.
Exactly. I mean, he's... Yeah, okay, after
what he just did, you know, he comes in. If they couldn't tell that Brock was on steroids, they're fucking
they
lying.
Fucking knew.
The dude's head is just massive. They don't make... Human beings aren't just like that, you know?
Hey, how many steroids were in the fucking in the cage when him and Shane Carwin fought? Jeez. All of them? Fucking all of them?
Oh, geez.
All the steroids. Yeah, they had all them bitches.
It's like people just think that Brock's that big and he's just a natural. Like, yeah, he's a great athlete, but the dude's probably been on steroids for fucking 15, 20 years, you know?
I mean, how many times did they do interviews with him?
They get him, like, they give him these loopholes. You know, when he fought Mark Hunt, they didn't even make it. They didn't even put him in the.
They didn't even put him in the
testing pool.
Yeah,
he got some type of loophole exemption because he was retired and he came back. And,
what? Yeah,
you know he doesn't get that exemption this time.
He had to re-enter
the drug testing pool. I think they said he did it last week.
Yeah, so he'll be able to fight in January.
January. Cromer said he's retiring.
January 8th is the date he can come back.
Yeah.
And Cromer's, he's supposed to retire by his, 40th birthday, and that's March
16th or some shit like
so,
that.
So, this is going to happen. Needs to happen. Yes.
So, he's going to have to stay clean to be able to pass these tests now, but the first time, he got that
bro,
weird
Dana White's pissing in a fucking cup for him.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing with that exemption. They knew there was no fucking way that he'd be able to fight if they tested him from the get-go. And I just, they don't care, man. When they sold that company the company whoever bought the UFC bought it for whatever $4 billion. These guys are not making their money back fast enough because their pay per view sales suck.
Oh, they bought a limit. They definitely bought a limit. Right.
UFC is definitely not what it was even fucking 5 years ago.
Well, let me ask you something, Matt. Is there anybody that didn't in the regional level that you've dealt with that just you were like, nah, bro, you don't pass the sniff test?
There has been probably three people
that you just couldn't.
I was looking up. I couldn't do it. I was just like, buddy, listen, whatever you do is 100% on you. I would never put his name out there because it's not any of my concern of what's going on. But there's a guy in Iowa. He has I think he was 8-1 or 9-1 or something like that. And I was actually looking at him to fight Cody Stamann. And this dude says he makes 145. And I shit you not, he's 210 pounds.
Holy and shit.
Wow.
He's probably not 210 realistically, but he's 100% at least 180, 185. But the dude is rock solid. There's no fat on him. And it's like, I get it. A lot of people work hard. They can train multiple times a day, and I don't want to discredit anybody, but it's pretty easy to tell what's not natural and what is. And I just couldn't do it. It would have been great because his record was good. He was, I think he's a good prospect. I don't know if he really has gotten any opportunities to fight on a big show or not, but I just couldn't do it. I just looked at him. I just thought to myself, like, especially somebody like Cody Stamann, who was a highly sought after prospect at the time.
Right.
I'm not bringing somebody that's off rocket fuel to come in there and fight him and possibly hurt him when the dude's clearly cheating.
So Matt, let me ask you this real quick, Matt. So people like a Brock Lesnar, who obviously on steroids, is getting title fights. Do you think that's bad for the business? Do you think that almost encourages people to go ahead and start using steroids just as long as they don't get caught?
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll so much encourage people, but I think that especially some of the bigger names, some of the people that know they have a secure job, they could start thinking maybe, well, I can get away with this, because as long as I can put some asses in the seats and sell some pay-per-views and I'm an asset to the company, they'll forgive me regardless. You know, that's what it is with Brock. They don't give a shit what Brock Lesnar does.
They're trying to capitalize on his name and shit.
They've got to make billions of dollars back.
Right.
And they haven't done a pay-per-view buy rate over $1 million since Connor left.
Exactly.
So, and this is what they need Brock for. You know, I would guess they're going to put Brock in DC on some ridiculous fight card. They're going to load it up with the who's who of MMA at the time. And I think they're going to try and find a way to hit that 2 million mark, or at least the 1.5 million buy rate. They don't give a shit what that guy does.
Plus, you know they're going to try to sell the fuck out of the fact that he's still WWE champion right now.
Which he will be by then.
Oh, fuck yeah, he will. They're not going to make him lose that belt till then. They'd be stupid to.
Yeah.
He ain't won that belt till past January.
I think that the WWE and UFC are into hoops on this, obviously. SummerSlam. I think they're going to be able to
cross-promote it. Last night.
And they're going to be able to they're going to let Lesnar, I think, keep that title for a while.
That's bullshit.
They're going to play it off.
Mark my words, they're going to, I guarantee he'll have that belt when he goes.
Did you watch it last night?
No.
Oh yeah, they had a triple threat. Two triple threats.
They had two triple threats.
They had Seth, the Drifter, Elias. He's not Drifter anymore.
And
Elias,
Bobby Lashley,
Drew McIntyre, Seth, and Roman.
Yeah.
All in the triple threats. Two triple threat matches. I will give you one guess who won each match.
Lashley and Roman.
There you go.
Good job.
So that completely negates the whole pay-per-view. So therefore, I know what's going to happen next week.
What?
It's going to be a screwy finish, and it's going to be a triple threat at SummerSlam. Bobby takes the pin.
I can see that. I could see that too.
It's so obvious. And I honestly didn't watch the last hour of Raw. When I saw Bobby win, I'm like, fuck it. I'm out. I started playing 2K. I'm like, I know what's going to happen. Then my notifications started going off. I'm like, nope, I ain't want to see it.
Bobby sent me before the show.
He sent me
an article talking about, does it look like the UFC and WWE are going to try to
did you read it?
Come together. I just saw the article because when you sent it to me, I was driving.
The end of the article is that DC beats Brock and Braun comes out and pins.
Get the fuck
to win the Universal title.
Could you imagine?
Oh, God. I'd stop watching both of them.
Oh, God.
Fuck this shit.
I think I'd have to be there with you on that one.
I'll say this. As much as I hate him as champion, which in the beginning, I liked the gimmick, okay? The champion's always there. It's Brock. It's like two, three years ago.
My boy Finn Balor got injured and they stripped his ass immediately.
Notice
nobody's ever had a rematch.
That's bullshit.
Roman's the only person that's had rematches for losing the fucking title. Think about it. KO never got a rematch.
I've already said
Goldberg
multiple times on this show that it pisses me off.
Finn never got a rematch. Nobody's got a rematch but Roman for losing the fucking match.
I just want to go on record right now and say that if anybody goes back and looks at the shows, I've said multiple fucking times that annoys the shit out of me that they keep going back to that.
And the fact that he mentioned it, yeah, I'm the first universe. I'm like, yeah, and you never got your fucking rematch. How is that a thing?
All right, we got to wrap this up, fellas. But before, go ahead, Matt.
I just wanted to say, because I always like talking pro wrestling. They are beating a fucking dead horse with Roman Reigns. This guy is never going to be liked by anybody.
Never.
The WWE crowd, they're going to play this big angle. Oh, Brock hates the fans. He never comes to WWE. But these guys fucking hate Roman because he's a mini John Cena. And they're beating a dead horse, but I do agree with whoever just said something about Finn Balor. That dude's the most fucking talented. Him
That's
and
my
Seth
boy.
Rollins
he's,
are the
he's
two most talented workers
the
WWE has.
Hey, Ziggler's pretty damn good, too,
though, dude. It's ridiculous.
Ziggler's had too many heel and face turns.
But that ain't his fault, though.
I know, but I'm saying it's just like, at least with Finn, he's at least been a little more consistent to where he's underrated legitimately. The guy is the best thing. He's over. Everybody loves him. He can wrestle. He can talk. He can bring the demon gimmick out. The guy makes me hate
my
stomach.
They haven't been fucking doing.
They don't know how to use him. They don't know how to use him on the main roster.
No. Triple H knows how to use him. Vince.
I agree.
Vince is fucking, he's stuck in 1980 where everything's small. All fucking steroids and these guys got to be fucking larger than life. I'm sorry. Finn fucking works his ass off.
How easy is it to book him versus AJ for a club for control of the club?
That would be
the easiest thing, but the problem
is you got to be careful with the whole Bullet Club shit.
But I'm saying they have Bauer Club. They've had Bauer Club.
They've had Bauer Club since he came in.
And I'm like, they still throw up the two sweets.
Yeah, I can see it if you did it that way. If you did, like,
it's so easy. Put them on
SmackDown. If Finn wins, you call it Bauer Club. If AJ wins, you call it the club or whatever.
And then you got Gallows and Anderson, who haven't even been on TV in like 3 years.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up. But
Matt, we're definitely going to bring you on to talk some shit about wrestling.
Yeah, we definitely got to bring you on to talk some wrestling. But before we go, Randy, you've been listening, I think, maybe, possibly.
No, he's been making fun of me the whole fucking time.
Your thoughts on the debate that me and Kyler have been having?
I think that either steroids use either 100% disqualifies somebody or does not. I don't think there is an in-between. You're either okay with steroids and you can go on the top of the list, or you're not okay with steroids and that person should not be on your list at all.
Hashtag Devin wins. All right. That's a hell of a way to end this show. So, Matt, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there real quick and anything that you have coming on that you need to promote, sir?
Just didn't know they're super ugly.
Well, currently nothing to promote.
Not even a fight with Bobby Adams. I almost said Bobby crazy.
he don't want so these belly problems.
Nothing to promote yet. I'm working on the next steps of what's going to happen after all this shit goes away. So, yeah, I unfortunately don't have anything to promote, but I will soon. So,
okay.
I'll figure it out.
Thanks for coming on, dude, because I've been trying to coordinate that with you forever, but it just ain't work schedule-wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get on there soon enough for sure.
Any social media you want to throw out there?
Just Matt Frendo on Facebook, Matt Frendo, mfrendo34 on Instagram. That's pretty much it.
All righty. Mr. Bobby Adams, thank you for joining us, man. Why don't you go ahead and throw anything out you need to promote and let people know where they can find you.
You can go on Facebook. I'm at Instagram. At Chef Adams. Don't talk to me about the name. I don't even think I made it. But no, just go out, support local MMA. WXC has a show coming up August. King of the Cage is coming to town, yeah. But that's bullshit. They haven't even fucking promoted any fights there on that card. The same day, though, Modern Flow Pro grappling tournament, submission only. Bobby Nash is in that.
Yeah.
There is Alex Hody.
Hody's a monster for any of you that don't know what the fuck's going on.
Go to that. It's only $15. Yeah.
Some of you might know Bobby Nash because he fought in the UFC. Alex Hody's a fucking monster.
But, I mean, go support that. Just, you know, these local guys, go see them while they're fucking still here, and it's cheap to see them. Support them now because, you know what, it's going to be a lot harder to see them once they're in the UFC.
Okay. And let the people know about your show, too.
Oh, Cage in the Cave. You can check us out on Facebook. We're very sporadic in when the fuck we go live. So,
all right, Mr. Collison.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle Collison, and follow the show's page, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast page. Give it a like, share it with your friends. It helps more than you guys know. And follow us on Twitter as well. We're trying to get more active with that at KO3CPod and KO3CPod.com.
All righty. And I am Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. If you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find a car you want to purchase and you go in and make that purchase, use the reference code 19309. That's 19309. Shut the fuck up, Kyle. And you will receive $500 off on your purchase. Mr. Campbell.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos, TeamKayOS, Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook. I'll talk to you. I'll talk back to you. Love talking about pro sports and wrestling and anything else you need. Hit me up.
And happy belated birthday once again.
Thanks.
And fuck your couch.
All that being said, people, thank you for listening.
We out.
Devin wins. Bam.